The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
Hello, Vancouver. Are you ready for some fun?
Slipped me E at lunch. Weird.
Yabba dabba doo!
Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Dillon, Chirk.
That's him.
Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, Vancouver. This is Life on Jump Street Radio.
Yeah.
And I believe this is episode 47.
Really? No, it's gotta be more than that. There's like a few botched ones. Do we count those or no? Like,
well, the last week's was like 47 or 40.
But there's been some episode zeros and like a couple we didn't put up.
Yeah.
We're not at a year yet. I think it's like 2 weeks and then we're at the one.
What I was leading up to is that we've almost been on the air for one full revolution of the sun on this little planet called Earth. We've had tons of guests. We've had tons of fun. A ridiculous amount of stupidness and a stupid amount of ridiculousness. We have a couple listeners. Shout out to Nas. Nas, she likes to listen.
Yeah.
So what's coming up? We're going to have a one-year anniversary mega jam here up here at the radio. I can't recall what date I've... It's mid-February. February 15th, I believe, is when we're going to do it. And we're going to have a Life on Jump Street marathon, a three-hour show.
What?
Yes. The good friends of Cody. I'm surprising with this. Our good friends Cody and Brendan Butter of the Crimes and Treason are going to donate their portion of the Tuesday evening time slot. They're going to kick a couple little sets. We're basically going to try to have every guest we've had in the last year come through and play 15
Amazing.
Minutes or 20-minute little jammy jam. And then we're going to have a couple other big announcements on that show regarding our little show here and the internet and connectivity and all the fun things that you kids really like in this world.
Just so you listeners know, this is how Sam and I communicate things to each other. When you find out, I find out, or vice versa. Like when Sam finds out, you find out. So don't feel like we got some inside stuff going on here. You guys are on the cutting edge of Life on Jump Street.
Yeah.
That's very big news. And it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Originally, I was going to say, I can't wait to play for 3 hours straight. But if if we're going to bring actual fun friends, then that's maybe a bit better than that.
Yeah. We'll have obviously we'll play it the best times because it's our show. But our friends who really hold us up and support us in this scene, in this community, we'll be all coming up here and having fun. We'll probably have some adult beverages. And you guys will be able to listen in on all the fun. Singing, dancing, excitement, nakedness here at CITR.
Yeah, speaking of adult themes, sorry I'm late, Sam. I just had a bit of a Cialis moment.
I'm just gonna say
I had to take care of some things with the
TMI, man.
With the wife. TMI. Yeah. So but that's really important and now I'm here, which is also important. And
that's
so,
right, Vancouver. We have sex with our girlfriends.
Oh, hey dude, nice shirt. Okay, let's get into what's actually going to happen on the show.
Are you going to play music?
Yeah. I had not a revelation, but yesterday I was sitting around reading, and I realized all I listen to is, like, party music right now, and I need to listen to things just because I like them, if that makes sense. And while this is pseudo-party music, because it's kind of, like, what I'm going to play is kind of tech house, I guess. It's more laid back and just like I'm gonna let songs actually play rather than like party mixing them for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So hopefully that takes up 50
full
minutes.
Songs. Don't worry, I got we can
Yeah. No, I should be able to fit them all in. And what else needs to be said before we get into that? Mike Lake this Thursday at at Shine. Thanks to everybody who came down for Drop the Lime. It was really fun. You should have come, Sam. It was actually phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Yeah. He's really, really good. Like, not just
was he singing? Did he do the singing,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that too. And, like, he's crazy on the mixer, man. Like, he was showing me some stuff that I...
On the 800?
Yeah, with, like, the harmonic button and some whatever. Anyways, cool. It was cool. Yeah, I learned some things. And the dinner was nice. It was all good.
Nice.
Yeah, anyways, whatever. Oh, yeah, so this week, Mike Lake at Shine and, Venue. Actually, dude, I can't even understand Venue. Like, we were way over capacity.
Nice.
And that place has a big capacity. I don't really get...
I heard the Twitters you guys were raving. Were you sandstorming?
I don't even know. That was weird. I saw that later on somebody else's Twitter who wasn't even there, I guess.
Well, no. Who's the girl? Rachel?
Oh, Ruby. Ruby put it up originally. Yeah but people, like, retweeted it. I don't even know what that means because I don't have Twitter, but...
You should get on it.
All right. Anyways.
2010 is about taking ourselves seriously. That's my whole thing. After this cleanse...
Being on Twitter is taking yourself seriously?
Well... As a DJ.
Or is it too seriously?
It's a promotional tool.
Okay.
People post links to, like, exclusive songs and mixes. It's a way for DJs to communicate with each other.
Mm.
Basically dissing the Jennies and Beckys in the crowd.
Right. And the venue that you're playing at.
Fun way. Yeah. maybe not the venue you're playing at, but like certain fist-pumping Guidos. Saturday night.
Dude.
I tweeted about fist-pumping Guidos. There were so many.
Have you heard the San Pellegrino... I'm going to play it tonight. San Pellegrino remix of Elvis, whatever, United Groove.
No.
The first minute and a half of it is this, like, diatribe about people need to actually Guido dance and not just be angry and pump fists. Like, you need to interact. Anyways, you'll hear it.
Have you seen Jersey Shore yet?
Dude, that is the best.
It's... Like, I've been DJing in Vancouver, like, in clubs for at least 2 years, which isn't a long time, but whatever. And I've never seen the Guido fist pump in action. And last Saturday, there was a private party back from a Shine, and there was a number of sort of langy suburbanites that have embraced the Guidoness.
Yeah.
Like, they might not have been Guidos, like, last year, but they are definitely Guidos now. And they were doing the circular... fist pump, the stamp the floor, and whoa.
Oh, dude, that's...
Dude, it was like an anthropology class behind the DJ booth. It was ridiculous.
Cultural anthropology and Shine background.
Yeah. But you know what? We got tipped. Like, this guy just came up to the booth and was like, this is for the DJs, and just handed us cash.
Wow. He must be the best guy.
Yeah. I played so aggressive.
Mother Teresa. That reminds me of a funny story. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Daryl played something, like, there was this booth to the left, like, they had bottles and shit, and they were having a good time. I can't knock that. But very much Jersey Shore. And Daryl played some, like, Tiesto song, and they went insane. And then he was like, watch this. And right after played, like... This track called Don't Be a Douchebag.
Yeah.
But it's like a fucking banger. Like, it pounds and it's super dope. And they were kind of like into it.
And then it started, it's like, yeah, you're a douchebag.
Yeah. It was like, tight shirts, hair, gel, you're a douchebag. Like, so awesome for the whole club. Anyways, whatever. That's
Let's
that's
play music. I think we're talking way too much.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while, man. Let's, I'll play songs. Yeah, it's gonna be groovy tonight. So all right. I hope you guys like it. If you do like it, 604-822-2487. If you don't like it, punch yourself in the face.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad. Peace.
Antap lubang, duduk, uki, ayam, colo-colo, berak, kincing. 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 Jolo-jolo, pantat, antat, uki, pantat, antat, 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 jolo-jolo, pantat, antat, uki. Jolo jolo, pantat antat buki, pantat antat 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 jolo jolo, pantat antat.
her out, text and meet her. Yo, watch how me treat her. She want me forget her daddy.
Me now work, yeah. Say no.
Dance me a dance.
Me make money and
dance me a dance.
Me get ugly, yeah, money.
Dance me a dance.
Yeah, they love me and
dance me a dance.
Me make money and
dance me a dance.
Me make money and
dance me a dance.
Them love me and
dance me a dance.
Yeah, no worry.
Dance me, I dance.
Dance to. You're not supposed to stand in front of the DJ waiting to be saved. Because in the club, nobody can save you but yourself. I know times are hard, and you're probably pissed at your parents, your job, your wife, or your own life. But you don't have to act like a brainless zombie. Pumping that fist, not even knowing what you're mad at, not even looking at that stranger standing next to you. The only way to make your troubles go away, at least for one night, is to let yourself go and let your body move to the funky groove. We gotta be united if we wanna overcome all that negative energy and forget about all the hard times. We gotta take that stranger by the hand and dance together. It's been done from New York to LA, from London to Paris. You can do it, you can feel it, and we can all groove with it, 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 with it,
So we draw our line. Hey.
nights, even the coldest days, your moments ago, but seconds away. The principle of nature, it's true, but it's a cruel world.
That's right, Vancouver. Another glorious episode of Life on Jump Street Radio with DJ Chirk. Rep that very hard. Hard like Viagra Cialis. And I just man the computer terminal here and wrote down song titles.
I have some kind of like a, I don't know what brand it is, but I think I have a baby rattle in my lungs.
Oh, Gerber.
Yeah, they make baby rattles, right?
Gerber.
Feels like a high quality one, you know, because it's not breaking down at all.
Neo's, this song's on Neo's new White Light mix.
Yeah.
White Light 18.
Yeah, this is one of my jams. I gave him some props for putting this on there.
Nice.
Fucking great one. That's what it reminded me of it tonight, actually. I was just listening to that. Yeah. That's Stevie, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brendan Butler.
Yeah, most things are Stevie, actually, when you really break it down. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so Thursday, yeah, come to Shine. Friday, go see Sam at
Academic.
And give the manager there a hard time. He's a really nice guy, though.
Man, a few words.
Very accommodating.
Saturday night, go to Venue?
Yeah, if you can.
And Shine, go to both.
Yeah. Oh, are you playing this Saturday?
No, I'm playing a private party at the Marriott for a frat.
Whoa.
A frat party dance.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be a sort of...
Which frat?
I don't know. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Oh! Those are what are you going to play? Like, shots?
They sent me... The requests that they sent me were, you know, like... they weren't, like, shots. They were, like, a couple, like... going to be pop hits from the last 30 years.
Oh, sing songs.
A little bit of everything. They want some top 40 stuff.
Yeah.
They're getting 5-minute songs.
Really?
3-minute
songs.
Yeah,
of course. I want to count in an evening and try as much as possible to see how many times I turn off the volume at Venue so the crowd can sing, because it's getting up there.
Yeah?
It's probably...
You do the Journey. You do the By The Way Grand Theft remix.
Yeah, what else do people sing? We've been getting into a little bit of hip-hop, so people, we dropped some
Juicy.
Biggie, they know that. Yeah. What else do they know? They know a lot of things, actually, surprisingly. What else is a sing one? I don't know, we're just rambling now. Are you ready?
Next up is the Crimes and Treason Boys. We're going to go to a small little break, and then we'll let them go on. So, Vancouver... check out CITR.ca, go to the shows, go to Life on Jump Street, check the podcast in about 3 hours.
I guess we have to apologize. I mean, it's not our fault, but last week got corrupted. I actually had a couple people message me being like, yo, where's the podcast? And good old Burley,
our
little computer thing, just ate it up. So sorry, guys, but it's fixed now, hopefully, so you'll have it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Thanks for listening. Amazing.
Oh, I sucked that one. They heard the pushing. I was pushing. You never push. Just let them happen. These guys, next week, Crimes and Treason coming up next.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
New soul wax.
Then it drops. Then it drops. Then it drops. Then it drops.
Life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops. Such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops.